The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
And joining us now is the Emmy-nominated actor, singer, mom, content creator, a former Disney icon, Christy Carlson Romano. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks so much.
Disney icon. So what does it take to become a Disney princess? Have you looked into that application process?
That's so funny. I actually did play Belle on Broadway. So I guess you'd have to say I'm friends with Belle. There's like certain ways to basically say that you've been a princess. But yeah, I guess you just have to believe in magic.
Well, Special Forces, World's Toughest Test is coming to Fox and you're going to be featured. But, you know, when I think about Belle, she was really into the books. She did Beauty and the Beast. She doesn't, I guess she's tough in her own way, but she's not someone out there punching people.
Yeah, she's mentally resilient, which I definitely felt that playing her on Broadway. It was also very physically demanding, but I was 19 at the time, and now I'm 40, and I'm in Wales, like, jumping out of helicopters. But regardless, I knew that physically it was going to be demanding, but mentally is really where you shine in these types of challenges, because you can't give up.
So when you talk about the toughest test, mentally, that's the toughest test.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Because you have the toughest guys out there in the last two seasons. You can see that the toughest guys are some of the people that leave the earliest.
Physically speaking, yeah. And you were on Disney's Even Stevens and Kim Possible. There was a lot of physicality with Kim Possible. So when you have played roles in your past, characters that you played that are tough, do you have to channel them in certain times during this competition?
Actually, I feel like because this was a reality show, this was more about me digging deep into who I am now. I love those characters, of course, and I think that it's really expert level marketing for Fox to say, hey, let's get Christy on there and people will enjoy the nostalgia elements of it. What I've enjoyed most is connecting with my husband while I was training. He's a Marine veteran, and he helped train me for about 3.5 weeks. Not just physically, but mentally as well. I was treading water with my clothes on in a cold pool for like 10 minutes at a time and running up the hills here in Hill Country of Texas and weighting down my bag with weights. So I was doing everything I could to kind of simulate the experience that I ended up getting.
Right. And Fox's Special Forces premiering January 8th. So it's around the corner. Different people that serve share different amounts of things about their experiences. So before this competition, did your husband let you know what he went through with his military service? Or were you learning about some of this for the first time in preparation for this show?
My husband has always been very open with me about his life experience. We've been together about 14 years. And there are some things that I couldn't possibly relate to because the risks are so different. The life and death stakes are very different than going on a reality show. And he also said, look, you experienced this for what, 10 days or the weeks that you were there. He's like, but I experienced it and it was so long and I didn't get paid nearly enough compared to what we get to make on this show. So it's just the stakes are so different, but I was so grateful to, have some of the outlook of what he might have gone through in his training.
Wow. And different appreciation in a sense. But I guess that could be said about a lot of different things. When you walk in someone else's shoes for a moment, you kind of feel their experiences. You get that different mindset in a way of some of the struggles they may have gone through. And I'm sure you've learned a lot through experiences like this, what military experts and career military go through over the course of decades.
Yeah, I have such a deep love and respect for our armed forces.
Yeah, it's amazing. I look too, in part of this, and I'm going to go back to something you mentioned a minute ago, is that, okay, Fox did a great job at marketing this. You know, we're talking about a former Disney icon that played tough characters in Kim Possible, and now she's going to play a tough character, but for real, with Fox's Special Forces. But you go back and look at that, and one of the other things they mention is talking about your story of after working for Disney, you're doing work on YouTube and podcasting and Instagram, and you have all these different shows that you're doing, but in those shows, you also open up about your own personal life, and one of the things they mention is sobriety. And I think that's just so great that you're open about that and you're talking about your experiences, and I hope that more people do grab onto that aspect of it, because sometimes they don't look at it as there's other things that you can do after the fact. Like when you're in the middle of it and the struggles and how hard it can be, sometimes it feels like it's impossible to get past that, but it shows you that you can.
Oh, absolutely. I think that one of the reasons I wanted to test myself with this was just to prove to myself, you know, I'm a mom. I've been, you know, sober from alcohol for 8 years, but I wanted to show myself that I'm strong in ways that I don't even realize. So coming through this experience on the other side of it, I'm like, wow, I can do tough things, and we can take it a day at a time, sure, which is what people say when they're not drinking and whatnot, but I mean, this is next level. Like, this is a whole different kind of challenge.
I know, and it's a weird thing too. I've been sober for probably 13 years now, and
amazing.
I say that in a way, and I'm hesitant to say it because I did it for my faith reasons, as opposed to I didn't really have an addiction. I didn't feel, but you know, you go through college and you're drinking all the time, and then you get out of it. And you find yourself like falling back into it. And I got to the certain point where I got serious with my faith. And I said, if I'm going to do this, I have to really immerse myself. So I gave it up immediately. And yeah, it's been about 13 years. And I find too that I can't really compare myself because there's people that have really struggled with different types of addiction. And I don't even put myself in that same category. But I do say that in the end of it all, I'm so glad that I did that. And I feel like people that do that, they all say the same thing. They're so glad that they gave it up.
Yeah, I mean, there's zero regrets from, you know, starting my family on the right foot with not even ever thinking to, you know, pick up any kind of an alcoholic beverage seriously. You know, I mean, I think that there was definitely triggers through COVID and having young kids. And you know, you start to think to yourself, am I on the right path? Do I even have something wrong with me? But then you reevaluate, you say, no, this is the life path I've put forward for myself. And honestly, like, if there is something to being connected to your higher power, that when you're not drinking, you're able to clearly see what God's put in front of you to be grateful for and to learn from. And so I definitely connected to my higher power on a deeper level through the course and through my experience on Special Forces.
Yeah, you know, I worked on classic rock radio stations, and you would do interviews with artists, and I should have picked up some of the cues back then when I was younger, because they all had a common thread. The ones that had longevity in their career became sober. They all said it too, and they weren't afraid to credit that sort of thing. They said, you know, I realized very quickly that the lifestyle I was living on the road was destructive, and I would not be able to go forward. When they start to see some of their own colleagues in the music industry falling away because of the addiction problem. And I should have picked up on it then. I never took it seriously until actually it was like, you know, when you humble yourself in front of God and you come to those realizations yourself, it's a whole different experience.
Yes, absolutely. And whatever it takes for you to get there, you get there, and then you pull yourself up and you move forward. So I think that, you know, with Special Forces, it's a testament to those of us who struggle and want to fight the good fight and keep fighting.
So in Special Forces, how many times did you have to prevent your mind from telling you can't do something because it's too hard? Does that happen constantly?
Yes. I mean, it's entirely too hard for me. I have no business being there. It's literally next to Cam Newton, drowning in the ocean water of Wales, and it's wild. And you just say to yourself, you have to almost be delusional and say, hey, this is where I'm at. I have to be truly present in this moment and just receive whatever, you know, lessons I'm meant to learn right now.
And these are professional athletes who have already been trained in their mind how to, like, block out pain, block out fear. You know, they're in front of crowds that are yelling and screaming stuff. They can block all that sort of thing out. Did you have to go through, like, mental training before this, too, besides the physical side, the mental side of it? Did they prepare you for that, or is that something you just did with your husband?
You would be surprised. Yes, that is what I did with my husband. He trained me as if he was my own DS. And I asked him to do that so that I could be ready to go. But yeah, at the same time, I think you'd be surprised at how many athletes actually aren't as willing to accept uncomfortable situations as you would think. I mean, we're talking Olympians. We have Olympic people, that have, you know, not made it through selection. I won't say who or how or what, but like there were people who just couldn't do it and they left. So you'd be surprised.
Yeah, you're going to have to tune in January 8th. That's the premiere of Fox's Special Forces, World's Toughest Test. So you go to other countries for this. So any reason why you went to Wales for this competition?
Yes, Wales is the birthplace of the SAS Special Forces in the UK. They also produced the London version of this, the British version of this show. There right after, I think it was we left and then they started a whole nother production, which is wild that the DS can just like turn that around two times over every year. So, I mean, you know, we were just on a course and these courses happen to people all the time. This one in particular was, you know, there's different courses set in the jungle. Maybe that'll be next season, but like they did the Arctic on the second season and they did the desert in the first. This was wet water. Water warfare. Mm. So that's what we were doing in Wales.
So how intrusive are the cameramen? Because, you know, we don't see it as a viewer on the television. They just kind of get the camera in there and they document everything. But when you're performing and you're going through these feats in Special Forces, do you lose track of them too? Or is it like they're always there? You know, they're always watching and it's distracting.
It is really hard for me as an actor to forget that the cameras are always watching. I think some people just forgot completely and just they, you know, a lot of our people were already pretty natural, like authentically themselves. So it wasn't like they were acting for cameras, but for me, it was very difficult for me to forget that they were there. I needed to make sure that I was not going to get a bad edit at as they say in reality television and become the villain, and I'm not a villain. So I don't anticipate anything like that, but this is my first time being on reality television. I don't know what to expect. Oh. I'm there with the best intentions, I can tell you that much.
I know. My wife watches Bachelorette and some of these other reality shows, and she's always talking about the edit because the community's online. They watch, like, Big Brother, the 24-hour 7 feed, and they know everything that's going on. So she'll read the forums. They'll be like, oh, they edited this person to give this impression when they didn't do it. So stuff like that's in your mind when you're on a reality show.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And I was trying, I was doing, you know, there were so many lessons I was learning all at once, honestly, that I was like, okay, I'm just going to be present as much as possible and then go to sleep for as long as they let me sleep.
You need as much rest. Your body has to recover at some point. That's how you do it.
Yes.
Rest is a great way.
Yes.
I think exactly. Some people, maybe not on the same scale as these tough tests, but they're thinking to themselves, you know, it's the new year. They want to get in better shape. The New Year's resolutions always, you know, get in better shape. And they always struggle. What's the first step to do that? So you've kind of went through this process now. You went through the first steps to prepare yourself and your body for this reality show. So if someone's listening, they want to get to the workout, they want to get to the gym, and they don't know the first step to take in order to do it because, you know, there might be a little bit of fear, not an understanding of what to do. What would you encourage them to do?
Well, I would say stop drinking, because alcohol definitely changes the way that you're going to metabolize. And the older you get, the more it affects you. You know, it definitely messes with your skincare, ladies. If you're listening, I think one of my secrets to not aging as quickly is, you know, lasers and stuff that you do for your skin, but also not drinking. And that's super important. And it's dry January, right? So it's a perfect time to even experiment with that. But you have to have the mindset that you're training for something. I would give somebody like a marathon or like you know, some sort of a benchmark for themselves, because that's what worked for me, was I have 3.5 weeks to not die. And I have to be able to at least get there and show up. And I worked my hardest, and I'm really proud of how I performed during the show. So do that for yourself and make that mindset of like, I'm doing this for X reason, and I have X amount of time to do it.
I got to tell you, you made me more excited to watch this now. And it's one of those shows I think I'll watch with my wife. Yeah.
That makes me really happy.
Yeah. She's been really into reality shows. I'll tell you, it's such a strange thing. She started listening to certain pop podcasts where they talk about reality shows. And she's like, I don't want to be left out of the conversation. So she started watching reality TV just for the fact that she was listening to these podcasts. And now she's hooked on her certain shows.
That's so funny.
So she loves
stuff
like this.
That's so funny. Well, there you go. There you go. Well, she'll enjoy this. I promise you that.
All right. It's Around the Corner, Fox's Special Forces World's Toughest Test, premiering January 8th for this season. And I got to tell you, again, you've made me excited to watch this. Christy Carlson Romano, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry on this New Year's Eve on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go anywhere.